All right, comedian Jake Johansson performing tonight and tomorrow at Zany's and Sunday in Rosemont. He joins us tonight. Jake, back in Chicago, you've been doing this comedy thing for like 40 years.
Yeah, I know. Time flies. I mean, you should really be careful what you decide to do with your life.
Yes, of course. Of course. Well, I mean,
a lot of people thought when I dropped out of college to be a comedian, it wasn't a smart plan, but it turns out to have been a pretty good idea.
Yeah, you wanted to be a veterinarian. So, like, you were going to Iowa State. So, where did it go from working with animals to working the clubs and doing comedy?
I had a misunderstanding about what it was to be a veterinarian. I thought it was you like animals and they like you back, but that's not.
No, it's not.
That's a very simplistic, childish way of thinking. You would think I was a high school graduate. I mean, I did well in high school, but I really thought that's what being a veterinarian was all about. But it's a dirtier, messier job than that. And really, if you like animals and you want them to like you back, veterinarian is not a good job.
No. Probably not. Which was dirtier, though, being in the clubs or being in the veterinarian? I was trying to understand where you were going with that.
Oh, if you're talking about exposure to things that could be dangerous, probably the comedy club is worse.
I was going to say, that's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. No, so 40 years doing this. So when Johnny Carson gave you that thumbs up and you went over to the couch, that must have been special.
At the time, you know, you're talking about a thing now that most people don't really even know what it was.
No,
Johnny Carson was this iconic late night talk show host, and you go on the show to do stand up, and then he would sometimes either give you it wasn't a thumbs up, it was the okay sign.
That's right.
And he would give you the okay sign, or you know, he'd just wave at you, but the okay sign is what you were looking for. And then obviously the next level up from that is when he invites you to come over and sit down. Which that did happen to me a couple of times, but that was not my first time. It was he already knew who I was, and so I did get to go sit down.
That's cool. That's very cool. But it was 46 times on Letterman, and I have to think that you must hold the record for the number of appearances, you know, from a comedian standpoint.
That is a record for stand-up. That's people going on the show and just doing stand-up, 46 is the most. So I do have that record. I mean, I don't know how prestigious the record of it is. It is if you have to explain it to people like that, but it's still a big deal. Certainly a big deal to me. Other comedians think it's cool, and it's nice of you to bring it up.
Does Letterman? I mean, you know, I know he's a little bit of a recluse, and he does a little social media stuff out there with Paul Schaefer and his old producer Barbara, but like, you know, do you ever hear from him? Does he even reach out to him? Does he talk to anybody?
I know he talks to somebody, but it's not me.
Okay.
let's put it this way. I'm still waiting. Let's just put it out there that if he wants to call up, if he's in LA, I'm in Santa Monica. Our kids are kind of closer to the same age. Yeah. So, you know, if he wants to hang, they're too old for a play date, really. And my daughter's at college in Ireland. So just really going to just be us doing whatever we do, me and Dave.
Yeah, yeah. And did I read also that Jerry Seinfeld had you in mind for the character of George when he was putting together the pilot for Seinfeld?
I had forgotten about it, and he did it in an interview when they were releasing one of the seasons of DVDs. But he was developing his show Seinfeld at Castle Rock at the same time that I was developing a show for myself at Castle Rock. So we would go in and work with our writers and work on our shows, and we'd see each other walking around the offices at the coffee area or whatever it was. And so I do remember my manager calling and saying, hey, Jerry's interested you for one of the roles on his show. Do you want to come in? Would you want to do that? And I said, well, yeah, I would love to do that, but can I also do my show? And my manager said, well, no, if you got on his show, you'd be on his show. You wouldn't be doing your show anymore. And I, in retrospect, I mean, obviously, maybe I should have done his show. Maybe. I say maybe, because how could I have been better than Jason Alexander?
Well,
you know.
You don't know.
I feel like both of those guys should be grateful to me because I could have taken that show right into the dumpster fire territory. And so, you know, these alternate histories, you can't mess around with stuff like that.
No, you can't. You can't. But you were coming up in like in the 80s doing this. I mean, that must have been, you know, still, you know, there was a time with comedians, and it's so different now with social media and be able to get the word out there and get people to kind of sample your product and so forth. But back then it was still the clubs and still, you know, working and meeting a lot of people that, you know, you came up with, right?
Yeah, exactly. It was very much an in-person. Well, obviously, comedy club, being a stand-up comic, and this weekend of shows at Zany's, I'm still in the world of you go and be in a room with the people who want to hear what you've got to say. Right. And I really enjoy that face-to-face thing. But yeah, when I started, that's how everything was. If you wanted to tell someone that they sucked, you had to show up.
Right.
Now that can happen. You can tell people, you can tell 1,000 people that you don't like what they're doing without even leaving your bedroom.
It's very true. It's very, very true. I know, you know, a lot of what you talk about in your act is about marriage, some marriage advice. What do you want to share with our listeners about that sacred vow to be with someone forever?
Well, you know, first of all, be careful what you promise people. I mean, if you don't really mean till death do us part, then don't agree with it. I mean, yeah. And it's hard to even understand what that means when you're getting married. You think we're going to spend the rest of our lives together. You don't really mean it's like to the death. Like one of us is not going to walk away from this. But yeah. That's what you're getting into. And so, if you think something like that is going to be easy, you better wake up because. It's complicated. Here's the secret. If I don't know if you've been married, but once you get married, it's going to occur to you to get divorced. That's not mm-hmm. just something that's.
It happens.
And I think a lot of people are surprised by that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just don't do it.
Yeah,
just don't do it. You don't have to do everything you think of.
That's right.
I mean, everybody knows that.
That's true.
We'd all be murdering each other all the time.
That's very true. It's very true. Plus, I mean, we're all getting a little older. I think you and I are the same age, but, you know, I feel like the 30s, 40s, I feel like it was like yesterday. And yet I just, you know, I feel like it just time's passing me by.
Well, it's passing all of us. If you believe in time, I mean, I don't even know if we have to believe in time. I feel like human beings, we made time up. You don't see animals wearing watches.
No.
We just, as you get older, you just got to start. Everybody says day by day, but I really do feel like you just got to wake up in the morning and decide what awesome thing you're going to do that day and frame it around yourself, because there's no sense feeling old. We're all getting older, and you can waste, like I say in my act, when I was 30, I thought I was old, and then I realized I was mistaken when I turned 40 and I thought I was old, and by the time I turned 50, I felt like, look, I just wasted 20 years thinking I was old, so I'm done with that.
That's true. That's very true. I saw you talk about this in one of your comedy specials. My daughter's graduating high school this year, and I think when I graduated, you graduated. We get some cash. We had a nice party. We threw back some old styles, some Bud Lights, whatever it was, you know. And
oh my God, it's so funny that you're asking about this joke, but this is in California. So my daughter graduated from high school, and in Orange County in California,
yeah.
I mean, this is true. There are these wealthier families who are giving their daughters, for a high school graduation present, they're giving their daughters breast implants, which I feel is, I'm against that.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, maybe I'm a Midwestern, maybe I'm old fashioned. I think you should have to pay for your own boobs. It shouldn't be, you know, it teaches kids the value of a dollar and also pride of ownership, because I would hate for someone to give my daughter a compliment. Oh, you have beautiful breasts, and I have to say, well, they're my dad's. They belong, you paid for them. You know, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to avoid.
That makes a car look pretty weak. You know, if you give your daughter a car, I thought like, that's huge. Like when I see people online, like there's a big bow on the car. They got the Mercedes for their high school. I'm like, are you serious? What are you teaching these kids? You know,
I don't know if you know what breast implants cost, but a car is more expensive.
No, so, okay,
yeah, yeah. Well, it depends on what kind of car, but you can get. You can't get a used for Mercedes for great pair of breast implants cost. At least the last time I checked.
Hold on,
it's not like I'm Googling this information all the time, but I do feel like. You know, we're on the radio right now, so people are listening and making life decisions. I don't want them to get the wrong idea.
I'm actually taking some notes right now, so just let me write this down. It's more expensive for the Mercedes. Okay, yeah. Good to know. So you've been,
this is the weirdest Price is Right episode ever, but yeah, that's right.
You have also, you know, your dad. So, you know, what have you experienced in your life? Like, what was the most unusual experience you had with your daughter or anybody else, like just being a dad going, God, you know, did my dad have to deal with this?
My daughter, we've got different relationship now between, you know, our parents were old school. I don't think my sister ever told my dad, hey, just leave me alone. I've got my period right now. when your daughter yeah. tells you that, yeah. you're just like, right. Yes, of course. I'll be in the, do you want your mom to come in here now?
But that's a nice way of saying it, by the way, comparatively yeah. to back then. I'm like, God, if I ever still talk to my dad that way, I'd still get my head slapped around. Like, you know, you don't do that. Like, it is a different generation. And when I look back at pictures and I look back at my grandfather, I'm like, God, he was so old but prestige. And I'm like, how old is he? He's 48. It was the smoking. Oh, it was
the
drinking.
The thing.
Yeah.
When I started my comedy career, I used to make these jokes about my dad and how he was, you know, he's like an old guy. And he was way younger than I am now. I mean, yeah. TikTok. Here's what a friend of mine said the other day.
Yeah.
This is now, I hate to get super real on the Friday afternoon on the radio, but a friend of mine was talking about a friend of his who had lost his wife. And this guy was like, man, I don't know how much longer I'm going to live, he said, but I do know that the best 5 years of my life are the next five. And so I'm going to really try and enjoy those. And I think, I mean, if let's say you're 30 or 40 years old, you don't know that that's true. But you get up into your late 50s. I'm in my 60s now, so I definitely I can feel it every year. I need a little more sleep and a little more rest between the things that I like doing and the next time I could do the things I like to do. So the next 5 years, I'm pretty sure are my best 5 years. So I'm trying to enjoy them as much as I can.
You should. And you can see Jake talk about all of this. Jake Johansson tonight, tomorrow at Zany's in Old Town. And Sunday in Rosemont. Zanies.com for more info. Great chatting, Jake, and have fun this weekend while you're in town.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Come out if you can. We can help each other have a good time.
I like that. All right. We'll see you sometime this weekend. Thanks, Jake.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right. Branford Marcellus after the news next.